Good morning. My guest this morning is Mary Seche from the Russian River Health Center. Thanks for coming in, Mary.
Thank you for having me.
Great. So we are talking about the new $10.5 million Russian River Health and Wellness Center on First Street, right next door to the Guerneville Safeway. How is it coming? When will it open?
Ooh, well, we wish that it would open soon, but actually it's a long process.
So, yes, I'll bet.
I think, as a lot of your listeners know, our old health center burned down about a year and a half ago.
That's right. Yeah.
And we spent the last year working with our board and community members and staff on planning a new health center. We have the designs completed and have been submitted to the permit department. And you know that process takes a while.
Oh, does it ever.
So we're expecting probably we'll break ground sometime next spring.
Uh-huh.
And then the actual construction process will be another 15 months or so.
So what will it be like? Predict what people are going to be seeing there next to the Safeway in some little time.
Yeah, so we are really excited about this project because we have the opportunity there to build something very special in the town of Guerneville for the residents there. That's going to be it's a expansive campus. It's a property that's about an acre and a half, and the building itself, the clinic building, is about 10,000 square feet, so quite a bit bigger than the two buildings that we're located in now on Third Street. It's going to be architecturally really beautiful, but it's also going to be surrounded by trees. There's going to be walking paths. We're going to have a garden area, so we'll be able to do demonstrations of healthy eating, and it'll be right on the river. So when we first started planning the project, our staff said, wow, this is the Russian River Health Center. We'd really like to have the river be closer to the health center because our health center was on
right.
Third Street. And then we bought this property on First Street, so we're bringing the health center to the river, which is really nice.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What will it do? What will it offer
that
the present center doesn't?
So the present center actually is two buildings that are located across the street from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And in the temporary quarters that we're in now, the medical building has medical, primary care, and behavioral health services.
Mm-hmm.
Across the street is our dental clinic. And in that building, we also have some other mental health services. So we're sort of combining things on these two sites. But the new health center will be, again, an integrated site where everything will be in one location.
Uh-huh.
People will be able to come in. They'll be able to get right away, get help with figuring out insurance and coverage for their health care. So we'll have access coordinators on site that can help people with getting signed up for different programs. We'll have a triage nurse right available in the front of the building.
Great.
So that we'll be able
right.
to triage things that come into the waiting room.
Right away.
Right away, exactly. We'll be able to have exam rooms that are integrated behavioral health and primary medical care. And so on the same floor. So people will be actually accessing those services in the same location.
Great.
Which is really nice.
So what are you asking for the listeners?
So we have a $4.2 million capital campaign that's going on right now. We're very excited that we kicked off the campaign on the 18th of August in Guerneville, and we've already raised about 44% of the $4.2 million.
Wonderful.
So we are looking for more donations for the project from people in the community who want to support us, and we think that it's a really great cause.
It's a natural cause for Guerneville residents and the environs, but also for the entire county.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
right.
And we've gotten some big donations from some of our healthcare partners, and hopefully we'll get some support also from the county. So we think we'll be able to succeed in meeting our goal.
Any more events coming up?
We'll have a groundbreaking event probably in the spring. So we'll be sure to let you know about
Please
that.
Please do. Okay. Thanks for coming in, Mary.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And let's tell people that they can donate to the Russian River Health Center, the new Russian River Health Center. Call 869-5977. And online, it's wchealth.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.